Random House Audio presents The Girl in the Road by Monica Byrne. Read for you by Dione Collins and Nazneen Contractor. Book One. Mina. The Third Flight. The world begins anew, starting now. I pick my kurta up off the floor and put it back on. The blood makes it stick to my skin. This is a soap opera. It can't be real. I walk back up the hallway toward the kitchen and press the wounds to see how deep they are. I feel panicked. I need to find a knife and break more glass with it. Instead, I remember that I dealt with a wound like this at Mutashi's clinic once, when we got a little girl who'd been bitten by a snake in a strange place, her solar plexus, down in the hollow between the shells of her breasts. I helped apply ointment and white bandaging in a cross. She looked like a little crusader. I become calm. This is what happened to me, too. I don't know who put the snake in my bed. I just know I need to leave home right now because someone here means me harm. It might be seminar work. They say they're a humanitarian organization and not a terrorist one, but I've heard of them migrating south, targeting Kerala, though never so creatively. A snake in a bed. That's new. And already Mohini's voice is in my head, scolding me for blaming Ethiopians because of my family history, before I know anything really. Her voice is so strong. I have to remind myself every few seconds that we're not together anymore. We'd been planning a hero's journey as lovers. Sita and Rama, Beren and Luthien, Alexander and Hephaestion. Instead, I'll go alone. I'm already at the kitchen counter. And